From the days of Lyndon B. Johnson to those of George W. Bush, there has been talk of America turning fascist. Most people, this author included, dismiss this as radical rhetoric. Unfortunately, as shall be seen, this might not be so far from the truth. The Germans were defeated in World War II, but not the Nazis. They were simply forced to move. They scattered to the four corners of the world. Many of them came to the United States and penetrated what President Dwight D. Eisenhower termed the military-industrial complex. They escaped with the loot of Europe, as well as rocket science and even more exotic technologies. Some of this technology was so advanced that it remains classified in U.S. government files even today. Both Nazi science and ideology were brought to America in the aftermath of World War II with the aid and assistance of the very same self-styled globalists who created National Socialism in the first place. Their agenda matches that of the old Bavarian Illuminati, who were long thought to have perished soon after the time of George Washington. But if the order died, its credo lives on: power and control through wealth by any means possible. From the seeds of Nazism planted in America during the Cold War sprang a whole new nation, one that today has become the greatest superpower in history, but has also incurred a growing hatred among the nations of the world, as well as alienation and dissension among its own citizens. At the beginning of the third millennium after Christ, by most criteria, the once free constitutional republic of the United States had become a national socialist nation, an empire of the creators of the Third Reich, a Fourth Reich. If this assessment seems harsh and unbelievable, read on. Be advised that this work has no political conviction to advocate, no conspiracy theory to press, and no hidden agenda. It is a collection of supportable facts that leads to certain conclusions, uncomfortable and unconventional as they may be. But first, one must understand the definition of the terms under consideration. A definition of terms. Everyone has heard of Hitler's Third Reich. But what were the First and Second Reichs? The First Reich is known as the Holy Roman Empire, although it was neither holy nor Roman, nor an empire. It was founded by the Frankish King Charles I, called Charlemagne or Charles the Great, who was crowned emperor in 800 AD by Pope Leo III after conquering and annexing most of Europe, including Germany, Switzerland, Austria, the Low Countries, and parts of France, Italy, and Czechoslovakia.